Welcome to All Things Women's Sports, a behind-the-scenes look at female athletes and their climb to the top. I'm your host, Jade Edwards. Enjoy. Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's episode. We have a special guest, Kayla Henning. Kayla, would you like to introduce yourself?
Okay. My name is Kayla. I'm from Evanston, Illinois, right outside of Chicago, and I'm 19. I will be a sophomore on the women's basketball team.
Right. And Kayla and I are teammates on the women's basketball team. Do you want to tell me how you got into basketball?
I started playing soccer when I was younger, but throughout my whole childhood, I lived across the street from a school or a park.
Right.
So by the time I was in elementary school, I lived across the street from my elementary school, and my cousins lived on the other side. They were three boys, and I was an only child. And so, you know, even though I was playing soccer, they were always playing, like, football, basketball, racing cars, things like that. And it was either play with them or kind of just play by yourself. So I kind of started playing basketball with them, along with other sports, but that's kind of the one I enjoyed the most, and that's how I got into it.
Became a passion of yours?
It did, for sure. I used to go before school, because once I started playing with them, I started playing with the boys at, like, recess and things like that. So I remember just going before school to play outside and play basketball. And after school, I played for, like, 3 hours, recess. And I never played organized basketball during that time, which was kind of stupid. But
when did you start organized basketball?
I started organized basketball in sixth grade. And that was still kind of like it was almost like a park league in a sense. But it was big for our community. It was an organization that had been around for almost 50, 60 years, and everybody in the city did it. So that's when I started playing, and then 7th grade, 8th grade is when I started playing, like, AAU, travel basketball, things like that.
So growing up, it was mainly playing with the boys until you got into organized?
Exactly. It was all playing with boys. My elementary school didn't even have a girls' team, so I literally just played with boys. I didn't even know girls played basketball like that.
Did you find any major differences?
I think I was shocked when I first started playing with girls, because obviously when you're in elementary school and you're, like, the only girl playing basketball, you kind of, you know, create this idea of yourself that you're, like, the best girls basketball player ever, because you just don't see anybody else. And because you can stick with the boys, you think you're fine. So then when I started playing organized basketball, and I was like, wow, these girls can shoot, they can dribble, they can do all these things fundamentally that a lot of the guys I was playing with couldn't, just because they had to rely on it more than their athleticism, of course, of playing with guys. So I think that was the biggest difference, like, having to actually get in the gym. You know, like, with boys, you could beat them if you stay faster than them, which, you know, closes up eventually. But stay faster than them, jump, you'll be all right. With girls, you got to get in the gym, get a shot, like, things like that. So that was the biggest difference, I think.
Yeah, you could definitely get lost in your own bubble.
For sure.
With women's basketball.
For sure.
And then you realize there's a whole scene out there.
Exactly.
Which brings up AAU. Sure. When did you start playing AAU?
I started playing AAU in 7th grade, so I was playing soccer up until this point, and then I played for that park league that I was talking about. And from there, I was like, oh, you know, so the park league I had like MVP awards, and there was a draft. And
what
I think
park league did you play for?
So it was called FAM, which FAAM. Okay. It was an organization. It's not really a park league, but it happens at our park district.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had a draft, they had MVPs. And I didn't get MVP my first year. And I was like, oh, no, this is messed up, like, all this. So that's when I was like, I got to get better. I got to lock myself in this gym.
Right.
And that's when I started playing AAU. And I did get better. And so my whole point of playing AAU was to get better for this park league.
Right.
Which, in this grand scheme of things, seems backwards. But that was honest.
And did you find your motivation and drive and, like, love for the game to just rise after that?
I definitely did. I think, you know, actually, I can't say that I didn't. I started loving basketball more, because I think I really loved basketball before. I spent the same amount of hours.
Right.
You know, it was just transitioning from playing outside in the park to now spending time in a gym, mm-hmm. and with, you know, with other girls. So I don't think I spent more time doing it, but I definitely realized that, like, this is the one sport I found that I really want to get better at and, like, care about getting better at.
Right. I think there comes a time where, you know, it goes from, I really love this game, to, oh, I can go to college for free because of this game. And right. When did you start realizing that?
So people told me in eighth grade that I could go to school. And I didn't really believe it. I didn't know much about it. Because, mind you, now I went from thinking I was the best girl in the world to now realizing that there's so many girls who play basketball.
Right.
So now I've been humbled. Mm. And now they're, like, telling me, oh, you could go do this. You could go do this. And I'm like, please. I don't even want to step into the next world. Like, so I don't think I believed it until the first school reached out to me, which was in eighth grade, around eighth grade.
That's pretty early. So
that was early. I was at some, like, shootout. It was, I don't know, it was like a freelance thing.
Okay.
And the first school reached out to me, and I was like, what? Like, I could play basketball in college. And so that's when I kind of transitioned to, oh, now, like, your mom believes you can play basketball in college. You got to play basketball in college. So I think that was the transition for me.
So you hear a lot about this on the boys' side, where once people outside of your circle start realizing that, you know, you can make a name for yourself and you could potentially bring money to a program, they try to get involved with you. Do you have to deal with anything like that?
In high school, I think I was kind of, like, searching for that type of support. So I don't know that I didn't like it. I think more so for me, our high school was always a good program, but we never drew crowds. So once I got to the school, there was a little bit of excitement in the class that was before me. Like, they were good.
Yeah.
So then we started drawing crowds, and, you know, the community started getting involved. And it did get to a point where, like, you know, everybody in the community kind of, like, knew who I was because of basketball. But I never felt like people were, you know, trying to get close to me because of that. I felt like everything was genuine.
So talk to me about your ACL injury.
Okay. I tore my ACL the end of my sophomore year. So my freshman year, like I said, the senior class was crazy. And so I was just kind of starting off. And then my sophomore year, I went to, you know, being the best player on my team. And I was like, oh, this is great. I started making a name for myself, and I started feeling really confident. And so going into AAU, I'm thinking, like, I'm about to grab these offers. Like, this is about to be a great summer. Come back my junior year and just take over. It's going to be fun. And then, of course, like, in April, I tear my ACL, and so I didn't play any AAU basketball, but I did make it back in time for high school basketball.
And how long was that process?
So, from the time I think I tore my ACL in March. I got surgery in April, and I was cleared in September, so it was quick compared to, like, most ACLs. But I would say that the time to get back to how I normally played, or how just feeling confident, was about a year and some change. So it was a long process in terms of that. People think once you get cleared, you're straight. But I think getting back on the court was probably the hardest part for me in terms of dealing with that injury.
Yeah, and then it's performing for college coaches all over again.
Exactly. So at that time, I had the offer from the eighth grade, you know, I had that one, and they kind of bailed at that time. And so then my junior year, I'm thinking, like, I don't know that I was thinking about college that much, just because I was really trying to get back to how I played. But by that summer, I was. So for me, things kind of opened up more so my senior year, because that's when I started playing normally again. But, you know, trying to perform for colleges junior year did not go well in terms for me, which kind of was part of the battle.
But it ended up working out.
It ended up working out. My senior year, I finally, like I said, it took about a year for me. So by my senior year, I felt good again. And that was probably, that was my best year of high school basketball. So things started opening back up a little
bit. Right. And now we're towards the beginning of your sophomore year.
Yeah.
How would you rate how your freshman year went versus expectations, anticipation, and compared to other athletes your age that, you know, play college basketball?
I think that it's kind of like the same as when I went in from playing at the park to playing organized basketball, that kind of jump of like, oh man, everybody's doing this, everybody's doing this, like this is expected. But at that time, I still knew that I had something that was special. I just felt like everybody had something that was special, but it was on me to kind of depend on what I had. So I think that's what I'm learning about my freshman year jump too. So I go in, you know, I've kind of settled myself in at my senior year as being like, you know, a better player in the state. And then I go to college and I'm like, oh, here we go again. Like, you got to start over. But still holding on to the fact that, like, you do have something special and something that is unique to you. And if you expand on that, you know, then I think I'll be okay. But it's definitely an adjustment and a humbling process.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Last thing I want to talk about. Mm-hmm. The trolls in the comments talking about the WNBA, women's basketball players in general. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, the thing is, and this was in high school, too. In high school, at every level, I feel like you have people who are like, women's basketball isn't as special. But it's never basketball players. Right. Like, men's basketball players, I've never heard men's... Well, I have. There's some exceptions. But for the most part, men's basketball players support women's basketball players equally. The people who don't support them are people who, you know, don't play basketball or are terrible basketball. And so, you know, it's kind of easy for me to ignore in the sense that it's like, you know, the people who know the game respect our game. So it's not that big of a deal to me in terms of everybody else.
I would have to agree.
Yeah.
I would have to agree. And if not, check up.
Right. Check up. Check up.
Yeah. Well, appreciate it.
Thank you.
I see big things coming for you, Kayla.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Special thanks to Kayla for coming on the episode and talking about her journey to this point. I'm Jade Edwards. Until next time.